You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. As the draconian budget cuts known as the sequester go into effect nationwide, government agencies, large and small, are looking for ways to save money. One result is that in the past few days, the government has released hundreds of immigrants from the country's many detention centers. The immigrants aren't being released from the legal system, however. They still need to appear in court. But the government doesn't provide attorneys for non-citizens. So if they want lawyers, they have to find them themselves. Many agencies provide free legal services to immigrants in these situations. But the agencies are overwhelmed. And even immigrants who can afford an attorney have to be careful who they hire, because some unlicensed practitioners see them as easy money. In this piece from our archives, reporter Jude Joffe Block looks at the risks of seeking legal help. And a note to our listeners, we aren't using the full names of undocumented immigrants in this story.
It's a recent evening in San Francisco's Mission District. More than a dozen Latin American immigrants are sitting around a big table talking about immigration reform. This is a monthly meeting of the community group, Comité de Padres Unidos, Parents United. That's one of the participants, Rosa. She's wearing a gold cross and her salt and pepper hair is pulled back in a tight ponytail. She's pointing out that illegal immigration is technically a civil violation, not a criminal offense. It's a topic she knows something about. In 1989, Rosa and her husband illegally crossed the border from Mexico. They made a life in the Bay Area, and they're raising four children here. For years, they managed to avoid encounters with immigration authorities. But now they're facing a deportation order. The trouble began 10 years ago, when they went to a lawyer who claimed he could help them legalize their status.
This lawyer was recommended by other people, but we never looked into whether they actually got residency.
The lawyer's name was Walter Pineda. Rosa says as soon as they found out about him, she and her husband went to his office in Redwood City, hoping he could help them. What they didn't realize was that it's rare to gain legal status without a sponsoring relative or employer, which they didn't have. But Rosa says Pineda assured them they would succeed.
That was the promise. He said if you have been here for 10 years, you don't have a criminal record, and you have children who were born here, you'll get your residency within 1 year.
Rosa says she and her husband paid Pineda $10,000 to do the paperwork for them and their oldest daughter, the only one of their children who is not a U.S. citizen. Even though the family was from Mexico, a country where few people flee political or religious persecution, Pineda told them to file asylum applications. But when they were summoned to immigration court, things started to go wrong.
We went to court, but the lawyer never showed up. He just sent his assistant. And the assistant only spoke English, not Spanish.
And since they weren't really fleeing persecution in Mexico, their asylum claim was denied. The judge started the deportation process. Rosa says Pineda tried to argue that the family should be allowed to stay, but that failed too. Afterwards, Rosa says, Pineda told her that for another fee, on top of the $10,000, he would appeal the case. At that point, Rosa and her husband refused. They wanted out. But the damage was done.
All the lawyer did was just put us in deportation proceedings.
In fact, court records suggest that was Pineda's plan, to put his clients in deportation proceedings on purpose and then try to argue for the cancellation of their deportation. But it's a strategy that rarely works.
It's really a bait-and-switch operation where they get applicants to file the asylum application, which then triggers deportation proceedings.
Dan Torres is an attorney with the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. He says what happened to Rosa's family is a familiar ploy.
The applicants are charged thousands of dollars just to lose at the end of the day. And that's really the tragedy here.
Of course, anyone in this country illegally can be deported. But Rosa and her husband hired Pineda because they wanted to legitimize their status here. If Pineda had been upfront about his risky strategy, Rosa says, she wouldn't have gone along with his plan.
A lawyer is supposed to defend people, advocate for people, not try to rob them.
Rosa's friends who recommended Pineda have already been deported, and they're not the only ones. The scam Pineda used was once so common that it has its own name, the 10-year benefit scam. That particular maneuver is less prevalent these days, but new scams are constantly emerging. Nora Privatera, another attorney from the Immigrant Legal Resource Center, says with immigration reform on the national agenda, the problem is likely to increase.
As soon as something hits the news, these people are out there recruiting victims. We've seen a lot of scams about sign up for the new amnesty, get yourself on the waiting list, pay us, you know, $3,000 to get on the waiting list. And of course, there is no new amnesty.
In many ways, Privatera says, immigrants are easy prey for those who want to make a quick buck.
It's really easy for them to be fooled. They don't understand the applications. They don't know what's said. And a lot of times they're asked to sign things that they haven't a clue what it is.
Because immigrant clients are so vulnerable, immigration law is known for attracting a higher proportion of unethical practitioners, says John Steele, an expert in legal ethics who has taught at Stanford and UC Berkeley.
Although there's a lot of terrific immigration lawyers, it's probably the single field where you hear the most complaints about frauds, shoddy lawyering, and even non-lawyers supposedly practicing the law.
In the 25 years that Walter Pineda was practicing law here, dozens of his clients filed complaints about him with the California State Bar. After an investigation, the bar accused him of a, quote, despicable and far-reaching pattern of misconduct, and sought his disbarment. Pineda denied any wrongdoing, but resigned in 2006 with charges pending. We tried to get Pineda's comment for this report, but he didn't return our calls. Even though Pineda can no longer practice law here, Rosa says she doesn't feel the punishment was harsh enough.
He took advantage of people's innocence in order to steal from them. Not money, but the ability to be with their families.
Pineda repeated his questionable legal strategy in court over and over, but no judge or clerk ever formally complained to the state bar. It was only the buildup of clients' complaints over the years that drove the bar to go after Pineda's license. Relying on clients to come forward can be problematic. Many victims are reluctant to speak up for fear of being deported, or they can't tell their story because they're already gone. As for Rosa, she's still in this country, but she's not sure for how long. She and her husband have hired a new attorney, and they're still fighting their case. Now she has some advice for others.
Es mejor consultar con varios abogados.
It's better to consult with various attorneys so they can advise you properly and you won't wind up in the same situation that I'm in.
In San Francisco, I'm Jude Jaffe-Block for Cross Currents.